Hello and welcome back to the Four Brain Cells podcast, brought to you here today by Anchor. Holly,
and Rich out of
Legends.
What are
we going to be talking about today?
Well, today we're going to be talking about what they are hiding, focusing on the government and the Illuminati.
Oh, interesting, interesting, interesting.
Very interesting. So first, we're going to talk about the JFK assassination and how it's kind of linked to the birds aren't real thing. Shakir can hit you with some facts on that.
So can I.
Oh, you're just going to make just gonna be straight right into it?
Yeah.
Get some facts going.
All right. So in 1947, the CIA was founded, and its sole responsibility was to watch and survey over tens of thousands of Americans suspected of doing communist things. And how do you think they went about that? Birds. At least that was the plan, at least.
Yo, that's kind of dope, honestly. Because, like, nobody would suspect birds.
But people are suspected.
Now they are. But, like, at the time, nobody suspected it. It's pretty dope.
Can we talk a little bit about the function of these birds? Because I got some nice facts.
I'm the historian. Matthew, you're the commentator. Let me give you some more history on that.
He's commenting.
Let me hit you with this first. All right. So look, President Eisenhower and this guy named Alan Dulles, all right, his team were passionate about, they hated birds. They hated birds with a passion. That's what the thing was. And you know what? They wanted to get rid of the birds. So you know what? They're like, let's replace them with robot birds. And that was, yeah. That's the best way to put it, really.
That was the beginning of the plan.
They just hated birds and replaced them?
Well, because it kept pooping on the cars outside of the CIA building.
Oh, wow.
Now you may ask.
I hate all birds outside the CIA building. Let me just, like, kill everyone.
These are the real birds at first.
Okay, now you may ask, how did they do that, though, right? So, like, want me to tell you how they did that?
How they did what?
How they killed all the birds and replaced them with robots.
Come on.
So the U.S. government committed mass bird genocide from 1959 to 2001, murdering 12 billion real birds using a poisonous toxin sprayed from airplanes. As the real birds were removed, surveillance drone replicas take their place. That's how they did it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's dope.
And now all birds in the U.S. are robots.
But what did they do with all the dead birds' bodies then?
Yeah, what happened?
Discard the evidence. Don't speak of it again.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
In the ocean. Well, if all the birds are fake, like right now, then we can't eat the fake birds. And so I bet that the 12 billion birds
that they had
are the birds that we're eating right now.
Jaden, listen to this. If birds aren't real, what is bird meat? All meat found in birds today is 100% synthetic. If birds suddenly became inedible, the government's entire scheme would have been compromised. For it to make sense.
Fact check.
They had to imitate
wrong.
All
they
the-
only got rid of 15% of the birds. This is historic facts. I'm sorry.
No, but my historic facts, that's why it's a conspiracy.
I'm the historian.
Not everything true.
I fact checked this purposely because I knew you'd be coming over here with some.
Well, do you want me to talk about bird meat or not? Goddamn.
No, look, here. I'll give you a fact. Here, come here. All right. June 2nd, 1959 to 1976, Operation Very Large Bird. And in these, what was it, 17 years, they replaced. No, that's what it's called. They were going to call it Operation Very Big Bird, but they'd get copyrighted by Sesame Street. So it's Operation Very Large Bird. That's actually the case. That was actually the case. And they got rid of 50% of the bird population, and they released these bird prototypes, which they referred to as robot birds because drone was not a term yet.
Imagine
fact checked.
Scared by Sesame Street. That's actually really funny.
What is bird meat, you may ask?
No, we already went through this.
No, you didn't.
Said it was 100%.
Matthew, come on, we're getting to like
finish.
The main.
Okay, we don't.
Matthew, what are we doing?
Remember, we were supposed to be talking about the JFK assassination.
Right.
Yes.
So now,
Holly,
draw the connection between the JFK assassination and birdies being fake.
I found it. While birds are primarily used for surveillance, they do have other functions. Hummingbirds use the spear on their face to discreetly assassinate government assets and targets. So, hummingbirds attacked JFK, and he died.
Oh, that's why the hummingbirds always, like, hover in front of you for a second. They, like, go and they, like,
target identify.
Scan your face.
Target neutral. Do not proceed with it, with assassination.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're, like, a mean dude or something, then it's, like, kill.
Yeah, but that's right. How birds aren't real tied to JFK
Dang, dude,
assassination.
Crazy.
All right, well, actually, about the JFK assassination, I have actually the facts behind it, because Matthew's just throwing out random things without fact-checking it.
Those were facts. All right,
so these are...
Listen. I got...
facts look. Are 100% legit.
Yes, this is facts what about happened, a folks. Conspiracy, but just listen on. All right, October 25th, 1963, Kennedy was shown a prototype for the Turkey X-500. It was a robot specialized in killing larger birds. Okay. And he was impressed by what he was shown, but he demanded the immediate shutdown of the operation. And less than a month later, he was murdered by the CIA because he was against the mass murder of every feathered flying creature in the U.S. Yeah.
Dang. So basically, JFK was killed because he didn't want to kill the birdies.
He was actually the first U.S. president to be killed for not liking birds. Did I read that right? Yes, he was the first and only president to stand against the murder of birds, and that was what got him killed.
I disagree with that statement.
Well, you know what? It's facts.
Okay.
That's funny, actually. Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, that seems like a legit reason to kill someone if they don't want to kill
the birds.
That is
not a legit
reason.
Them.
No, that seems perfectly reasonable. I'm joking, by the way, for all our viewers. I'm not a psychopath, I promise.
Or are you?
maybe I am. Maybe I'm one of those reptiles that you guys remember from episode either one or two. I don't know. We were talking about reptiles. Maybe I'm a reptile. Maybe the reptiles are the ones that killed the birds because the birds were their weakness.
Are you saying these other guys in the government are reptiles and they want to
Maybe
bring out
they are.
The elite cohort of intergalactic reptiles that secretly rule
exactly.
this world?
Exactly. Justin Bieber is heading the
All right.
killing of birds.
Well, we've talked enough about birds. Let's actually get into like the Illuminati and all that stuff.
Oh, yes.
Holly?
The Illuminati. So, this was a fun, kind of small group when it was actually a thing. There was, like, six...
What do you mean, actually a thing?
No.
It was a little fun group, you said?
No, like, a tiny secret society.
A little get-together?
Yeah, just like a chill little...
Mean and mom
social distancing party, you know?
I can imagine, like, all these old guys having a little slumber party.
Maybe that's why we're having such a big problem
yes.
with Corona. The people at the Illuminati meet and greets aren't social distancing.
Duh.
That could be a reason. Shoot.
All right, Holly, give us some insight on the Illuminati.
Okay, so they believed / promoted a worldwide view that reflected Enlightenment ideals, like rational thought and self-rule, but they actually were anti a lot of things. Like, they were anti-royal. And a lot of people believed that the Illuminati was behind, I believe it was, like, the French Revolution. And that, like, presidents were threatened by the Illuminati. So they were a kind of scary group.
And, like, they were, like, the real thing back then, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Were they magical?
For sure.
What?
Did they have magic?
They had wizards.
Were they mages?
Yo, honestly... Like, part of my drive to become a billionaire is that I know that if I become a billionaire, I'm going to receive an invite from the Illuminati to
the Illuminati
operations.
Died.
So
it's not.
Wait,
real.
No. They're still very much alive.
I don't
look at the dollar bill, Holland.
No,
who's there? Oh, there's a triangle with the eyeball on it. What is that?
The
mean?
Actual.
Hey, when was the dollar bill designed?
Lord Jesus.
Illuminati.
I don't know.
Illuminati.
Okay.
Well, okay. You know what? Let's take a step back, y'all. Let's just think. If there's anyone we believe to be an Illuminati today, who would it be? Just go around Trump. And discuss.
Bill Gates, 100%.
Bezos.
Bezos.
Bezos. Prince of Pakistan.
No, he doesn't seem like an Illuminati type guy. No, I'm telling you, Bezos and Gates. Telling you, 100% legit.
4K.
Well, I bet Elon because Musk they're rich. Is. Elon Musk definitely is.
That's what I was thinking. Just
Elon just Musk changed the price of the Model S to $69,420.
Yeah. What does that have to do with anything?
$69,420.
Just a cool dude.
No, it just proves that he's part of the Illuminati.
Yeah.
How? Just the price?
Yeah, dude. Just because it's...
You heard it here, folks.
You heard it here first.
Illuminati.
That is confirmed. One of the weakest claims that has ever come out of the mouth.
All right, Holly, you come out. You come with
yeah,
a claim.
You claim then.
Make
so
a claim.
So far, I'm not hearing any other claims.
Yeah, what the... I literally just spoke for like 5 seconds.
Oi, language. This is a
5 seconds.
Wow, new record.
Holly, watch your profanity.
I didn't say anything.
Watch your profanity. We are a family-friendly podcast.
Bro, I didn't say anything.
All right, Holly, so if there's anyone in the Illuminati today, who would it be?
I don't know. I don't know people.
I think
all
she's one
the
of them
teachers.
Mr. Howe is definitely
teacher.
In the Illuminati.
No.
Mr. Howe, what do you got to say about that?
Is definitely in the Illuminati because that way they can teach the next generation that the Illuminati doesn't exist, you know? And so it just goes every single generation where like
you made
like,
some sense out of something that doesn't
real,
make sense.
But it is real.
Honestly.
Huh?
Yeah, it's just throughout generations. It's just building
maybe
on
it's
their
just
disbelief.
A principle. Do you think Miss Glazer is part of the Illuminati? You see, does
no.
she seem secretive?
No.
What car does she drive?
Rhetorical? Do you know?
I actually don't know.
Where were you going with that?
Yeah, where were you going with that? What is car?
No,
what
because
is...
if she drove a Ferrari, then it would be like, where did she get the money?
Do you think she drives a
the
Ferrari?
The Illuminati.
Okay.
That's
well, think. Hey, if she has bird poop on her car, then she's not part of the Illuminati.
Oh, we got to check when we go back.
Y'all are going to stalk right. the principal now? That's what's happening?
No.
No, Miss Glazer's my friend. She's not
talking about bird poop.
I wouldn't
Can you
do
get
that.
Expelled from San Marcos for stalking the principal?
Guys, talking about bird poop.
That was on y'all.
What a way
What
to
is
out.
Bird poop? What is bird poop with the birds aren't real?
Are you going back this again?
Yes. What is bird poop? I'm going to tell you what bird poop really is. Just give me 1 second to pull this up. 87. Okay, what is bird poop? 87% of bird poop falls on cars rather than the ground. Do you hear that statistic? That is insane.
That is definitely not factual.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, how about the ocean, Matthew? How are you going to check the poop in the ocean?
Pretend this is true, except the fact that 87% of bird poop falls on cars rather than the ground.
Do we have like a guy that goes around and looks for bird
confidence?
How do they collect this data?
You got people across the country scattered with a noteboard and it's like checking off they see bird poops. Like, yep, ground, car, ground.
Yep, exactly. 87%, just accept it. And also, confidential documents leaked in 2018 revealed that bird poop is actually a form of liquidated tracking apparatus. Having bird feces falling. Oh, I cannot speak. Have bird feces fallen on your car recently? You are now being tracked by the government.
And this has been your daily load of BS.
It is not BS. It is true. We are being tracked by the government right now.
But why would the government
Holly, do you agree with Matthew's claim?
It literally makes no sense. They have, like, everybody has their phone on them, right? So why didn't they just track us through our phone?
Because bird poop is, like,
Earth track us through our
it's
cars.
It's more badass.
All cars have tech in them now.
It's more badass.
Huh?
Yeah, I see what you did there. Ass
what?
Poop. Get
bad
it?
Ass bird yes. poop comes out of.
So he can say a bad word, but I can't?
No, Holly. No. Language.
Badass
please.
Isn't a bad word. Here, it's just a word.
Here, Holly. Holly, you get 1 second to say a bad word.
No, because then I have to edit it out. You can't do that.
You didn't edit it out last
You just
time.
Have to put bleep, 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 bleep.
No, because then I have to, like, go through all... No, okay, we're getting off topic. Come on.
All right, you know, I think this is a good place to wrap it up. We there's not much to talk about. This is we're hurting our brains.
There's not much to talk about.
I mean, there is, but like
Here's a question for you guys.
Gosh. Okay. What is it?
Do you guys personally believe that the Illuminati has had a direct effect on your life?
Yes, absolutely.
In any way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
Pretty good movie.
Can you give me an example?
Yes, please do.
Well, if you really think about it, the presidential election—that was definitely the Illuminati. Because, like, who would have thought that the guy on Apprentice would be the president one day? The comedian, comedian on The Apprentice was literally the president. Kind of like the whole, like, Ronald Reagan as well. He was an actor, and he became the president. Not a politician, he was an actor. So same with Donald Trump. He just...
No, I said a direct effect on your life. That doesn't have...
Yeah, this is...
I'm just saying that was Illuminati, like, for sure. And, like...
Think. Well, you know, some evidence somewhere that a higher force is being played in your life. Like, for instance...
COVID-19. That was the Illuminati.
How would you relate it to the Illuminati?
What? Yeah, so the Illuminati secretly has, like, tech, like, beyond our imagination, and they manifested a bat and then placed it in Wuhan and, like, set it down a river. Chinese lady picked it up, ate it, and then boom, coronavirus. Or Chinese man, whatever. Yeah,
this has been your double daily dose of BS for Matthew.
It's just a idea. It's a hypothesis.
Well, no, because like if you look at the rates right now, like the survival rating of coronavirus, like per age group, I think like our age group is like 99.999995% like survival rate.
Okay, but we're carriers.
Exactly. And so if we're like I think it's like 60 and over, I think the survival rating is like 99%. Or like 99.9%. It's still crazy high. So I think that if it was meant to be a biochemical weapon, it was only part of one. Because if it was a biochemical weapon, that's a pretty crappy
weapon. Maybe they like released it a little
bit. I don't think they were trying to release it if it is a
biochemical
weapon. Yeah, like, I thought that was the case.
Maybe
the bat
like
got
Venom,
eaten or
dude.
Something.
You know, like how Venom's like some like is a conscious, you know?
He's from
like
space, bro.
I guess. Maybe Corona's from space.
He's from a comet.
Maybe it came through an asteroid. Maybe a little piece of space just fell into Earth and that was coronavirus. That'd be kind of cool, actually. We have a space virus in us.
So cool.
Sick.
Maybe that's how we're all going to get our superpowers.
No.
Yo, that'd be kind of dope.
See, like, genetically speaking, like, how would you go about getting superpowers?
It just happens.
Like,
through genetics?
In, like, biology, like, how would you explain superpowers?
Well, I mean, there are a couple, like, real-life superpowers. Like, there's a genetic disease out there that causes your body to automatically like start producing muscle. Like there's a guy that has never worked out a day in his life, but he's like ripped.
But like, is he really
ripped?
Is he actually strong though?
Yeah,
or
and he's really really strong.
But
he's really strong.
So the Illuminati.
So I guess that's an example of a real superpower. Back to the Illuminati. You guys haven't answered. I feel like. How has the Illuminati affected my life? I feel like they've been controlling me since day one. We are all pawns in their grand plan. Nobody knows what their end game is, but they have to have an end game somewhere. And so
that's it. That's pretty vague.
Well, no, like they've had a role to play in all of our lives, right? My theory is that it's through schooling, right? All the teachers are in on it, kind of semi, maybe. And so,
what if they don't know that they're in on it? If that's
exactly, maybe it's like this, like school director or whatever. If it's not the principals, then it's the boss of the principals, or the boss of the boss of the boss of the principals. That's like in on the Illuminati, and so they're able to like, control schooling, you know, and teach everybody a certain way.
That would be
way.
The government, Jaden.
Well,
relates us back to the government. The
are we saying the Illuminati and the government are one and the same?
No.
I think
the Illuminati has
the
people.
Government is like self-run. I think
the Illuminati.
I think the government has, or the Illuminati has people in the government who can influence the government and like their political.
Exactly. I think the government is subconsciously controlled by the Illuminati. Like the government thinks that they're doing everything on their own, but in reality, it's the Illuminati.
Exactly.
Yo, that's kind of dope. How cool would it be if the Illuminati like came out and was like, yeah, we actually have control of all of your governments. You are now under our power.
But what they gonna do?
I don't know. We don't know what their end game is. Maybe it's, well, I mean, it wouldn't be world domination because at that point they technically would be world dominant. So,
but is Illuminati only based in the US or is it elsewhere also?
No, it started in Europe. The original
I missed that part. Oops. Bad historian here. Oopsie daisy.
Yeah. So, back when it was like more publicly known, it was in Europe, I believe. And,
in Germany.
It was in Germany, but yeah. And then at some point they went underground.
Like actually underground? Like,
no. Okay. Maybe they are underground. Maybe
more
that's
people.
How they know
maybe they're under London. That's insane. So many subsystems of like sewage and like metros and all that jazz underneath London.
What's that giant airport in the United States? The Denver airport. You know? You know how big that airport is? And it like covers it's pretty massive. And so people conspiracy theory is that the world order is underneath the Denver airport. Because it's just so big and there's like no point.
But why would they locate it in Denver out of all places? What?
Why does it have to be America?
Colorado. Oh.
Why does it have to be
because it's there? Well, no, because like the reason that you're asking these questions makes it like it doesn't seem like it would be in Denver, which is why they put it in Denver.
But we're talking about it, so that's like too close already.
You gotta think about it.
It's like we're talking about it being in Denver, so like that's like too close of a assumption already.
Unless they want us
we'll
to
pick
think.
A place that like is so out of the map that no one will ever bring it up, like Fresno,
Madagascar. Fresno.
If they do anything, it'd be like Bakersfield in California.
Fresno,
Fresno.
No, Bakersfield.
No,
who would want to be in
Fresno.
Bakersfield? No offense, anyway.
Fresno. It's Fresno.
Fresno
They're
would be.
Fresno.
It's in Fresno.
Like literally, like
that's
what's
funny.
In Fresno? Let's be honest.
When I thought of Fresno, for some reason I think of snow cones. I don't know why.
Okay, so now we're gonna wrap this up.
Fun fact.
Yeah, let's just do that. It's been a great episode.
Think about it.
Maybe not.
Yeah, this episode has kind of been all over the place, guys. Sorry about that, but you know,
it is what it is.
Podcast, so.
Yeah, you're watching. You're here.
It's all your fault. If you got to this point, we thank you. But like, thank you.
All right.
Well, let me give it like a little thingy for next week. Like, get people excited.
Oh, yeah, all right.
We're gonna be talking about time travel. Jaden's favorite thing that he won't ever
let's
understand.
Go.
And we'll actually come with like actual facts or actual
theories.
Concepts of time travel, and not Jaden just throwing random words out there and talking for 20 minutes about nothing. So it should
there
be.
There will definitely be that. Just saying.
Well, I'm gonna stop you from doing that. I'm the discussion director.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put you in your place.
Bro, I love that kind of stuff, dude. It's mind trippy.
So if you have any pop culture reference of time travel movies, that will help you better understand some of the concepts and everything. So
let's go. All right, yeah. So thank you guys for tuning into today's podcast. And we'll catch you guys next time. Peace.